This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Last year, we started a system in Ramadan where I was going through a surah and one in chronological order. And these were just surah summaries, meaning that we will go through a surah, meaning that looking at it from a bird's eye view, and what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioning in this surah. And then after that, I will take one or two verses from that surah, something that we can learn from and reflect on. Today, inshallah, last year we covered Surah Al-Baqarah, we covered Surah Ali Imran, we covered Surah Nisa, Surah Ma'idah, and now we are at the next surah, which is Suratul An'am. Suratul An'am is one of the very first surah, is one of the very few surahs like we find Suratul Fatiha. It also begins with the words Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal-arda wa ja'ala adh-dhulumati wan-nur. This Surah Al-An'am was revealed in Mecca, and some of the ulama, they say that when the surah was revealed, so did 70,000 angels at the time of its revelation. This surah in particular, while we see that when it comes to Surah Al-Baqarah and Ali Imran and Nisa in Ma'idah, Allah, there are a lot of ahkam in these ayah, in these surahs. When it comes to Surah Al-An'am, there are some ahkam, but overall, the overwhelming majority of the surah talks about the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because there are many surahs dedicated only to the establishment of tawheed and the establishment of monotheism. Why? Because in the time of the Quraysh, this is a Makki surah, and in the times of the Quraysh, these were people who were far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Though they understood the message of the Prophet alayhi salam, though they themselves admit that the message of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes total sense logically, but because of other tribal reasons, in many cases, they will not accept Islam. And so that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions this surah. And not only that, but in this surah, when it comes to explaining mankind, how the concept of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are two ways of doing this. First of all is Allah Himself, He talks about Himself in the third person, that huwa alladhi khalaqa lakum ma fil ardi jami'a, for example, is He who does such and such. And that is why in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about Himself, and in the word huwa, 38 times in the surah. And the second method of getting the message across is to tell Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell mankind such and such about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hence we find in the Quran, the very well-known method is قُلْ يَا مُحَمَّدْ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Whenever Allah wanted to get the message across to mankind, He would tell the Prophet alayhi salam that tell them, O Prophet of Allah. And that is why in this surah, the word قُلْ has been mentioned 42 times in this surah. So we see that from beginning to end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to drive a message across to the mankind. And that is what? That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who does everything. And read this surah from beginning to end, and it's about Allah, and it's about believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, as far as when it comes to, let's just take one or two verses from the surah, inshallah, to help us understand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only does He talk about Himself, but logically, Allah talks about the things that can take a human being away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and namely shaitan. Allah talks about shaitan in this surah. Not only does Allah talk about shaitan in this surah, Allah talks about that they are the shayateen, that are the jinn, but they are the shayateen amongst the human being. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍّ عَدُوًا شَيَاطِينًا Insi wal jinni. They are the insan, the human race. There are some people of the human race that they do the act of shaitan. They are like shaitan, and they do the work of shaitan. And then you have amongst the jinn, the shayateen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the surah that there are times when a person, he indulges in sin, and there is no accountability. They live a very peaceful life, a very happy life. And subhanAllah, there are people who look at these kind of people who are committing haram day and night, and yet they're living a very peaceful life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not let this delude you. Do not let this deceive you. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first of all, وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Shaitan always beautifies the sins that a person commits. And not only that, but Allah says, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. When a person, he forgets his ultimate purpose of life, and they go far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says, in some cases, we open up everything for them. We give them everything in this dunya. Hatta idha farihu bima utu akhadnahum baghtatan fa idha hum mublisun. Allah then says, but there comes a time that when the transgression reaches its limit, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He holds them accountable and He sends His punishment upon these people in such a way, baghtatan. They're not even expecting it. They are enjoying their life and in their sinful life, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He strikes down upon them. We also learn from this surah something very beautiful, and that is that a person, when it comes to our hearts, our hearts are supposed to lean towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but there comes a time when the hearts become restricted, when the hearts become constricted, the heart is not leading to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah tells us in the Quran, فَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَهْدِيَهُ يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, He expands the chest of a person that it becomes accepting towards Islam. It accepts the Quran. It accepts the message of the Quran. It accepts the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَمَنْ يُرِدْ أَنْ يُضِلَّهُ يَجْعَلْ صَدْرَهُ ضَيِّقًا حَرَجًا كَأَنَّمَا يَصَّعَّدُ فِي السَّمَاءِ. Allah then says that for some people, we make their hearts so constricted that just like when you see a person as they ascend, the more higher they go, even right now, scientifically speaking, the more higher a person goes, does it become easier to breathe or does it become difficult to breathe? It becomes difficult to breathe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, likewise, for some people, we constrict their hearts. Now, I ask you, there are only two places in the Quran where Allah talks about the expansion of the chest. Why does Allah talk about the expansion of the chest in those places? Because of two reasons. Our hearts can become constricted for two reasons. Number one is when we're standing in front of the enemy. A lot of times, you know, we may not be strong. We're standing in front of the enemy, and the enemy is putting their full force. A person can become scared. A person's heart can become weak at that time. A person's heart can become constricted. That's number one. Number two, why a person's heart can become constricted? When they are facing difficulties in their life, challenge after challenge in their life, they begin to doubt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their hearts, they drift away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why in the Quran, pay attention to the Quran. You have to understand these kind of things in the Quran. The only two places that Allah talks about the expansion of the chest, one in the case of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And why did he talk about the expansion of the chest? In Surah Al-Inshirah, أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ. Why? Because Allah talks about, this was revealed in the case of the Prophet عليه السلام, when he was going through a very difficult time in his life. So, once again, when we face difficulties, our hearts become tight and constricted. Number two, as I said, when does our heart become constricted? When we're standing in front of the enemy. When Musa عليه السلام is about to be sent to Fir'aun. اذهب إلى فرعون إنه طغى. Go to Fir'aun. He's scared. This guy has put out a bounty on my head. If you see, find Musa, bring him over here. Don't you forget, Ya Allah, you know that I killed a person there. You want me to go back into the lion's den and face this man? You know he's a tyrant. You're saying, إنه طغى. And you want me to go back to him? What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي. He, Musa alayhi salam said, رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي. Two places in the Quran, Allah talks about شَرْحِ الصَّدْرِ. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that whenever you're facing fears in your life, or you are facing difficulties in your life, and your heart becomes constricted, remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He wants, He can expand your chest. That means that there is nothing that can bring the fear in your heart. There is nothing that can make you scared. And not only that, but no challenge can become overbearing for you. And what do we do in those kind of situations? When we feel our hearts are being constricted, read this dua. رَبِّ شْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَحْلُلْ عُقَدَةً مِّن لِّسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. I've said this before, even if you're standing and you're about to give a presentation at a school, at work, and you feel timid, you feel shy, you don't know what to say, you have cold feet, رَبِّ شْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَحْلُ الْعُقْدَةً مِّن لِّسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. You're facing a difficulty, your heart is becoming constricted, رَبِّ شْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the case of the Prophet, he expanded his chest. And when he expanded his chest, there was nothing that put fear in the heart of the Prophet alayhi salam, and no difficulty in his life became overwhelming for him. This happens to many of us, especially in this day and age. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that first of all, as we learn from this surah, two things. We talked about shaitan and how shaitan does things. And number two is when the heart becomes constricted. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that first of all, may He protect us from the fitna of shaitan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never put us in a situation where we become completely oblivious of the sins that we are committing, and then we fall into the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah protect us from the wrath of Allah. And number two is, may Allah always keep our hearts expanded. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never make any fear overwhelming for us, and never Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask Allah that any challenges in our life, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate them from our life. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Wa jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون.